Hello, my name is Dr. Miffy Ryan. I am here today with my curatorial hat on. I have just installed a show called Intangible Labour and the New Folklore. It's at the Basement Gallery, Beaver Street, under Leicester Adult Education College. At 8:30 this morning, I got most of the work, so that was good. And then all day, we have been putting it on the walls, and we have made a beautiful exhibition full of colour and narrative and mystery and exciting themes that might make you challenge your perception. It's on till the end of January. It's free and fully accessible. And it's open 8:30 to 8:30 Monday to Thursday and 8:30 to 4 on a Friday. And I could not recommend it highly enough. Tonight we have some performances. It might be a bit of an Alan Caprow style happening where performers perform to performers, but we're going to have a jolly time on this slightly dreary January evening doing that. So if you get a chance, pop down. It's got a cafe, then you can come down, wander around with your coffee. It's not like an art gallery vibe. It's much more accessible and, well, not snooty. It's not pretentious, is it?
So tell us a bit about the theme of the exhibition, Intangible Labour. How did that come about?
It was because of John Costa, because we were talking about intangible cultural heritage. And he told me, and I didn't know this before, maybe I'd forgotten, I should have known, that performance is an intangible cultural heritage that's UNESCO protected. So it's like, you know, part of humanity's heritage. So that's folk dancing, live art, graffiti, you know, garage music. And we extended this because then I was talking about the mums in their dressing gowns at the school gates before. So it's this under the surface culture, isn't it? It's this not necessarily highly visible. It is visible to an extent, but that's what we're elevating. So the things that are happening under the surface, the culture that's happening not in plain sight.
And there's a sense that with the photographs that are here, that we capture things, we can capture a lot of things, the immediacy of things, but the culture that it's capturing seems to be on an ever faster cycle of, and then flittering away. It's like butterflies just disappearing.
I mean, a lot of the people whose practice I'm, you know, showing or curating in the show, they have quite intense methodologies, which is their intangible labour. So all of the people showing give a lot of their life to their process, to their photographic process. So either in a performative way or through constructing an environment or just through the risk-taking potentially in their practice, you know, how they're challenging themselves to get those images that they want. So the intangible labour for me was also about like emotional investment, intellectual process, and also the risks that people are willing to take to achieve that practice. So there is some mild injury, self-harm references, but it's nothing, you know, really full on, but there is some undertone of darkness.
Struggle, maybe?
Struggle, that's a good word, yes. Yes, yes. Intangible labour, yes. There's an undertone of darkness. And then mixing that with the folk culture. So when you think about fairy stories and like Grimm's fairy tales and you know, like Cinderella in the original story, she has to cut her toes off to fit in the shoes. So it's like a really gory... So one of the images in the show by Anon, who's one of the artists I collaborate with, who also shoots my live art, is this photo of a bloody foot. You know, so it's all these like folk references that are creeping in, you know, if you're kind of wise to them or attuned to them as well.
If you were able to say, what myth do you think the images and the works that you've pulled together, do you think that we kind of living through with all of this? Does it say something to, does it resonate with something a lot more?
Well, there's struggle, there's death. There's definitely death and struggle. There's music. So this music's recurrent theme. So they speak to, I was thinking punk actually while I was putting it up. I feel like, and that's folk culture as well, isn't it? So I feel like, and then obviously there's the graffiti, which to me, graffiti is like magical symbols. So there's magic, there's punk, there's kind of blurring of gender roles, blurring of heteronormative lines are blurred. So in a sense, it's breaking down, if you like, the repressive, tangible culture, the intangible culture subversive underneath. So
it's kind of like you've taken everything and shaken the box and mixed it up. Yeah.
So let's say that the intangible culture is the subversive underlying energy that's pulsing away there that we're trying to explore.
And what do you hope people take away from it?
Joy. Yeah. Inspiration.
Why those things?
Because that's why I make art, really, and why I curate. I'm not into like upsetting people or making them cross. I mean, those are worthy emotions, but creating like a joyful, free space, you know, is what we need to do in this cold, hard world, isn't it?
So, where can people find out more information?
My Instagram's quite good, at Miffy Ryan. I post on there. I'm a bit wary of not putting too much of this on the internet, though, because then it kind of becomes redundant actually physically visiting. So because I've got various disabilities, one of which is dyslexia, I don't work with text. So there's no explanation really or names in the show, so for that you have to go to social media, but it's more about reading the images, isn't it? You know,
my name's Frances Ryan and I'm at the Adult Education Centre on Beaver Street in Leicester to take part in this amazing exhibition that's been put on, or curated at least, by my daughter, Mavanwyn Ryan. And she also invited me to come along. I've got three paintings in here. Is it three or four? Four. But she also asked if I would come along and play my flute a bit.
I've heard you practicing earlier, so you're going to be in full performance mode later. What connects your visual artwork with your music artwork?
Well, that's an interesting question. I've not really thought of that before, if there is a connection. I suppose the connection comes through love of movement. I mean, my paintings... in my paintings I try to get a sense of movement, and I guess my flute playing, it's, well, moving around and bringing into that sense of movement as well. But it's also, I think, a sense of joy, because when I play my flute, it's a really joyful thing for me to do it, uplifting, and hopefully for other people as well who are listening. And the same with my artwork, it's sort of helps me to work out various things going on in my life and work through stuff, but also gives me a sense of joy.
When you started practicing earlier, I walked upstairs and the staff at the reception desk were like, look, what's that noise? And I think this used to be the main central library in Leicester, and I think it's become so where you don't get that people practicing music here anymore. Maybe we should do. And it's like, it seems the perfect building for it. It's got a really nice acoustic and aesthetic, and they used to have concerts here. What kind of, you know, as an exhibition like this, have you seen many over the years? Is it something that you're familiar with? What do you think the importance of independent exhibitions are?
Yes, I have seen many over the years, and I've taken part in you know, quite a few myself. The importance of exhibitions like this. Well, it's just really interesting to come along and see what people are doing, and I think particularly in this sort of digital age, and you know, you get so much about people being glued on the screens and not going out and about that much. So to see artists who are actually out there doing stuff, engaging with the world in different ways, engaging with different materials and mediums again, which is also important. I think it's all stuff that helps to connect you really to people in a wider sense as well.
What do you think that connection is about? But particularly at the moment, what's the need for that connection?
I think the need is for people to actually come out and to feel that they are part of something, part of a community, and, you know, to see that there is stuff going on that they can come out to, and it's, you know, an event like this where you can speak to people, not only the people or the artists who are exhibiting, but also people who come to see the work and sharing your views, ideas, experiences and so on.
So, do you want to tell us who you are and what we're, where we are and what you're doing here tonight?
We're here at the opening of the exhibition in Leicester, and sorry, I just can't remember what's the exhibition name.
Intangible Labour.
Intangible Labour.
And the Future Folklore.
Thank you. And my name is Anna Lee. I'm an artist from Ukraine. I live in Nottingham. We're doing the performance here.
And what does that typically comprise of? What does it normally involve?
We're just going to do the collaboration with Simon Raven. It is abstract, surrealistic, and a little bit absurdistic performances, where we're going to play the music and sing a little bit.
Simon, tell us what your role is within this.
Oh, thank you. My role is, I'm collaborating with Anna Lee, who met recently, and we both have an interest in disability art. And so we've decided to form a collaboration that's partly in homage to a dear friend called Aaron Williamson, who was part of an organisation called the Disabled Avant-Garde, that was Aaron Williamson and Catherine Araniello, and they performed together for about 10 years and made lots of very original satirical performance work, kind of taking the rise out of the way disabled people are treated in culture, religion, history, in the arts. And there's a lot of humour in their work. And Anna and I have just come back from Southampton, where Aaron has an exhibition at the John Hansard Gallery, where there's also a review of the Disabled Avant-Garde's work as well. And we thought it'd be this is our first performance that we've done as a collaboration, although we've made a little film called The Crypt Killer, which is a sort of trailer for a spurious horror film in which a disabled woman is being chased by a sort of psychopath. We're not quite sure why, but we just had an axe handy, didn't we?
What kind of reaction do you get to your work, Anna?
I don't know, we're just anticipating the different reactions, I guess, from our audience. And many people are not involved in contemporary disability arts, and we just want more people to know more about disabled artists and about absurdistic art and performance.
So is this the first time you've done something in Leicester? You've just been down to Southampton. Did you perform in Southampton?
No, we didn't perform at Southampton. Anna was invited by the gallery to write, she writes critical reviews, so I was writing a critique of Aaron's exhibition. And I've known Aaron for a long time and have collaborated with him in the past. But in Leicester, the last time I was here, I did something. I have made performance in Leicester and I can't remember what it was now.
How would you describe, for people on the radio, what you work like, people listening?
Okay. Well, I've just made something quickly where I dressed all in white except for my boots, which were black, and then I was standing against the wall, the white walls of the gallery, and making my boots line up with the kind of black, what's it called, the bottom part of the wall?
Skirting board,
yeah. So it was a sort of really simple illusion of invisibility. So a sort of question on the lack of visibility of disabled people culturally, also non-visible conditions like bipolar disorder, which I'm diagnosed with. So kind of a commentary on visibility, non-visibility, etc. And Anna and I are going to do a musical version of the song Creep by Radiohead, except we're changing it to Crip, as in cripple, which is the word often used in the Bible to refer to disabled people. And so, yeah, we're going to make a really sort of extremely moving and powerful rendition of this song with no humour at all. It's going to be deadly serious. And perhaps it could be played on the radio. If it's recorded, we could, you know, share it with all the listeners. And, yeah.
So why did you come up with the idea of taking this song and treating it in this way?
I've just been thinking about something that can resonate with people's hearts a lot, because everybody knows the song. And also it is very special for many people, because everyone feels alone in some point of their lives, and it's not about the disabled people that are isolated very much in their lives, but for everyone. So it is like the special music.
So where can people find out more about your work? Do you have a social media?
Yes, sure. I have an Instagram and LinkedIn. You can find me Anna Lee there, and also my website, leanna.co.uk.
Yes, I have social media on the Instagram, which is raven_simon on Instagram. But I don't really I did have a website, but it's lapsed and I need to make another one. But generally, I think previously I was spending money every year on a website, and I don't really know if many people actually looked at it. So I kind of think, why not be mysterious in the age of the internet? Just things do exist with my name on online that people or I have put there, and find it if you want it.
Well, we could do without that. Just wear shades.
Tell us who you are, tell us where we are, and what you do here tonight.
My name's Rebecca, full Sunday name, Rebecca Leavers. I'm from Nottingham, and I am a folk singer and an artist. And I've come today to sing, so it's Intangible Labour. I'm taking it quite literally, and I'm going to sing an old work song about actual labour. But the song's a Scottish song about a lot of women who work in a mill, and Jessie's getting married, so it's like a big celebration about Jessie's getting married and presumably going on to a better life away from working life. So I suppose that's where the intangible labour starts, you know, like the idea of the fairy tale, getting married, but you know, if you work in a mill, you're not going to marry a prince. So thinking about that kind of thing, and then thinking about modern industry, about where I'm from, that we had lots of textile mills and they've all gone now, and it's just like Amazon, you know, so that's like the big warehouse where I'm from now, all the mills, like Pretty Polly, all the Simpson Right and Low, all the socks, all the hosiery, it's all gone. and it's just Amazon warehouse, which is not as romantic to put in a song, so I think the old songs are better. The old songs are a bit nicer. But yeah, just a bit of contrast to then and now, and it's quite easy to romanticise the past. And romanticise about how hard the past, you know, it's like the romance that the past was better, but romance that the past was harder. And then I wonder how much of that's true.
I was funny you should say that. I was thinking about something earlier this morning, which is that that kind of nostalgic view for the past is actually not about the past. It's about your longing and wishing for the future.
Mm.
And so what would the kind of songs, the folk songs that you... in your repertoire that you would say, you know, what would you say that they're about in terms of that, rather than remembering, they're about longing?
The songs that I choose to play, the trad songs, I mean, often I'll seek out songs that are related to a place. A lot of my practice would be to do with heritage, so looking for songs that suit a place or a time or a subject. But yeah, I think I like a lot of the sad songs. I like a lot of songs that are about women and women's voices as well, and just the contrast of how it would be, how that song would be now. I mean, I do write songs as well. I do write songs as well. It's quite a different part of my practice.
What's your impression of the building that we're in? How is that the first time you visited?
Yeah, it is the first time I visited, and it's like on a corner. And when you're down in the basement, it feels like it's, like a high ceiling sort of building. But it does feel like quite an industrial building, is it? An odd.
No, it's the old Central London Library.
Oh, yeah,
so it's, I suppose the 19, I think it was a Carnegie Library. Or maybe even, no, actually, I think this section might be older.
Right, because there's a lot of things added on. When you go around the corridors, they all look sort of like jutted onto it. But yeah, I've not seen much of it, just this bit. I like the staircase. It's very nice.
I think it's the parquet floor, and the acoustics are pretty good. So.
The floor's beautiful. I'd love a floor like that, actually. Yeah.
A house with a room as big as this to practice in, you'd get a great acoustic, wouldn't you? So.
Yeah.
So how do you think the song that you are going to perform, does that fit with the kind of... I mean, it's a very... I'm trying to find the eclectic mix of recognising the common theme between a lot of the work is quite difficult. I suppose you've really got to have a conversation with each of the artists to figure out what that moment of intangibility is.
Yeah, I feel like I'm representing the past. I'm coming from the past like a ghost, which is what I'm which is generally the approach that I take. So I'm doing the washing line. I'm going to perform behind the washing line. To cast a shadow, so it's more about I don't want to be visible when I do the song, so it's the idea that it's a voice from the past and a song. The song, not the singer, if that makes sense. So, and I think there's quite a bit of mystery with, like you say, there's no write-ups about who's made the work, so there's quite a bit of mystery about whose lens you're looking through. And I know Simon's doing his disappearing act as well. So I think there's quite a lot of things are hidden from the story. It feels like there's missing pieces from a lot of the stories. My first impression when I would say that would be the linking thread, if you push me like you are.
Simon, well, they may bear, and we may have apples and cider next year. Master, oh, master, oh, are you within? Please do come down and pull back the pin. was sail, how the jolly was sail. Jolly come to our jolly was sail. And well they may bloom, and well they may bear, then we may have apples and cider next year. Jolly was sail, jolly was sail. Jolly come to our jolly was sail. And well they may bloom, and well they may bear, then we may have apples and cider next year.
Wassail!
Bravo!
Ah, beautiful.
Чому остат війни? Який докір, яке страждання, яке несповнене бажання на них, мов марва червоне, займається і знову тоне у тьмі. Чого являєшся мені у сні? В житті мене ти знати не знаєш. Ідеш по вулиці, минаєш, клонюся, навіть не звернеш головою не кивнеш. Хоч знаєш, знаєш, добре знаєш, як я люблю тебе безтями, як мучусь довгими ночами і як літажу за літами. Свій бій, свій жаль, свої пісні у серці ставлю на дні. О, ні, являюся зірунками, ні, хочу вісні. В житті мені весь вік то жити, не жити. Не найці серце, що в турботі, не наче перло в болоті. Марніє, в'яне, засихає, хоч снах на битві оживає, хоч жалище живіше грає, по-людськи рідно віддихає. І того дива золотого зазнає щастя молодого, бажаного, страшного, того гріха.
Any more woods in Nottinghamshire? There stood three houses, the square about a mile. Together they were, orders they were to look out for the deer. Father lied to rely day.
You can all do that bit, that repeats. Father
lied to rely day. Well, me and Milo went out one night. The moon and the stars were shining bright over hedges and fields and ditches and stiles, with my three dogs trotting close by me to catch a fat buck down in thorny moor fields. Father lied to rely day. That very first night we had bad luck, one of me very best dogs got shot. He came to me all bloody and lame, right sorry I was to see him the same, him not being able to follow the game. Father lied to rely day. Well, I went home and went to bed. Limp and Jack went out in me stead, over edges and fields and ditches and stiles, with my three dogs trotting close by me heels to catch a fat buck down in thorny moor fields. Father lied to rely day. Well, Limp and Jack, he cut the buck's throat, tied his legs with good stout rope. How I would have laughed to see an old Jack limping along with that book on his back. Carried it just like a peddler's pack. Father liked to relight day. Well, we got us a butcher to skin the game. Likewise another to sell the same. The very first joint we had for sale was to an old girl. She sold bad ale. She had us three lads up in Nottingham jail. Father liked to relight day. In Nottingham our size is you and I, and us three young lads we go to be tried. The magistrates laughed her all to scorn. They said the old bugger should be forsworn, into little pieces torn. Father liked to relight day. Well, Nottingham assizes are gone and past. Us three young lads go free at last. The book and the deer will never roam free. A poacher's life is a life for me. A poacher I will always be. Father liked to relight day.
Thank you. That's all I got.